Welcome to the Life Leadership Podcast with myself, Leela Singh, all things coaching, career, and personal branding. This podcast is for ambitious career professionals like you, wanting to create a life of choice and freedom, to be, do, and have more through overcoming limitations, to develop new perspectives and insights, and to redefine your success, be that in work, health, relationships, and so much more. Welcome to Live with Leela. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, wherever you are joining from in the world today. My name is Leela Singh. I am a leadership, career, and a personal brand coach. My mission is to impact 100,000 people's career trajectory beyond what they ever thought possible. Why? Because I'm passionate about helping you to realize what is truly possible for you in your career and in your life. How? Through harnessing your leadership potential. I coach high achieving, ambitious, and driven mid to senior level professionals working in the tech industry for promotion, peak performance, and a standout personal brand, all whilst showing up as the best version of themselves, what I call life leadership. So I want to kick off straight away with this because there's a lot to cover. Today's topic is taking control of your career trajectory. And why am I sharing this today? Well, I wrote an article about this last week in alignment with the International Women's Day on Friday, and their theme this year for 2024, which is invest in women and accelerate progress. And for me, this emphasizes the importance of encouraging and enabling empowerment for women in the workplace. And yes, there is progress that has been made in promoting gender equality in the workplace. However, there's still a significant gap when it comes particularly to women in senior roles. And there are numerous studies which have highlighted this fact, and as well as the challenges that women face in the workplace. And this includes the biases, the lack of diversity, and the subsequent attrition of talented individuals from the industry, particularly as they move up towards more senior level roles. And these are systemic challenges. And absolutely, we can advocate for change. And there are so many incredible communities and groups and networks which are doing so all of the time. So today, we're not here to discuss the systemic challenges as much as we're here to look at what we can do to influence our career trajectory and actually shape our professional paths. And this isn't, whilst I'm basing this on an article I wrote specifically for International Women's Day, I will also be sharing strategies that are applicable to you no matter who you are and which industry you are in, strategies that you can implement for yourself to enable you to take back control of your career trajectory. And speaking specifically about women in the workplace, it is about not only continuing to advocate and to push for more diversity, equality, respect, and so forth within the workplace, but it's also about embracing personal responsibility. What I mean by that is about leveraging our inner strength, our inner resilience to be able to navigate these complexities and challenges, to be able to ascend the career ladder in the way that we want to. So, before I go into those strategies, I just want to briefly cover off some of the common challenges that women face in the workplace. First of all, there's gender bias, and there's extensive efforts to promote diversity and inclusion in the workplace, and yet that bias still persists in many environments. And women often face subtle and sometimes not so subtle discrimination. I've experienced it particularly in my early career, before actually heading into the tech industry. And back in those days, I didn't have the wherewithal, I didn't have the confidence to be able to speak up, to say anything about it. So I just let it go. I just accepted it that that was the norm. And the challenge with this is that it then affects your opportunities for advancement if you say nothing, do nothing, and just let it happen. There's also the lack of representation, the scarcity of women in leadership roles, which can create a sense of isolation and potentially hinder aspiring female professionals from envisioning themselves in those similar positions. So there is a narrative about, rather, that states you can't be what you can't see. I would love to challenge this narrative in the sense that there's a lot of dependencies here, and often when we buy into that narrative, it's because of perhaps beliefs around us as we were growing up, or perhaps in our early experiences in our career as we stepped into the workplace, that has us then living into that belief that you can't be what you can't see. And what I invite you to do there is to be the first. If there's something you're really passionate about, that you really want to do, that you're aspiring to get to or to achieve, then why not be the first? Yes, we all want the role models and the people who've been there before us. However, those role models, those people who've done that before us, they have been the first. So my invitation to you is to really look at what it is you want to be doing. And if you can't see somebody who's already doing that, aspire to be that first person, to be that role model for others. Another challenge in the workplace for women is imposter syndrome. And many women battle this because they doubt their abilities and they start to feel that they don't really belong in certain environments, in certain roles, and even going up to the senior level positions within an organization, that they may feel they don't belong there, or they don't have the skills, the experience, and the abilities of their counterparts. Another challenge is work-life balance, balancing the career ambitions with your personal commitments. And this can often be challenging for women, particularly as you move up into more demanding roles and into senior positions. Also, negotiation challenges. So women can struggle with negotiating for themselves. Studies have shown this, that women are less likely to negotiate for promotions, for pay raises, compared to their male counterparts, which can, of course, then stall your career progression. And I remember reading some research done by Glasgow University a few years back, where it talked about, at that time, it was 75% of women in the workplace lacking confidence, based on their research. And that is concerning, absolutely concerning. Why? Because when you're lacking that confidence, that's when you're less likely to ask for what you want, to attempt to negotiate for that promotion, for that next big project, and for that pay raise that you know you deserve. So whilst we need to address systemic issues in the workplace, empowering women will also involve taking proactive steps to navigate these challenges. And I want to invite you to consider some of these strategies and ask yourself, what can I do here? What can I do differently, or what can I do more of to enable me to be able to move forward in my career? The first one is developing confidence. And confidence is key in terms of success in any career. And cultivating confidence can be the inner work, working on what is having you feel like you're lacking in that confidence and certainty in yourself. And some steps you can take to recognize and build on that confidence is looking at your achievements over the years. Write them down, because when you look at that list and realize how much you've achieved and how far you have come, that will start to naturally instill greater confidence in yourself and certainty and belief that you can achieve so much more. Also, seeking feedback. So looking for people whose opinions you value, people who you've worked with and worked for, who you trust their opinions, you know, like, and trust them to have your back, and reaching out to them to seek that feedback that can help to reinforce what you can see for yourself within your own accomplishments. And as well, you can look at honing your skills. So where maybe you feel that you're lacking confidence in a particular area, what can you do there to hone your skills so that you feel that you have that confidence, you can show up with that certainty in yourself. The second one is overcoming insecurities. This is a tough one. And why do I say that? Because it's about acknowledging, firstly, and then challenging your insecurities head on. And it's not something that is comfortable to do. And remember that everyone, regardless of gender, in fact, everyone experiences those moments of self-doubt. So I invite you to embrace the opportunities for the growth, the opportunities that come your way. You feel, I'm not ready, but actually there's growth here for me. Embrace them, grab those opportunities. And when you experience setbacks, view them as learning experiences. Why do I say this? Because many people view them as failures. There is no such thing as failure unless you keep doing the same thing over and over again and getting the same result. It is more about, what did you learn from this? What didn't work? What could I have done differently? What could I do better the next time? How could I prepare better? Or what more could I have done? So asking yourself powerful questions will help you to learn from those experiences. Once you can do that, once you can learn, even if it's just one thing that you take away from that setback, that is a learning experience for you and help you to perform better the next time. The next strategy is advocating for yourself. Why? Because if you're not going to advocate for yourself, then why would anyone else? It's really, really important to be able to seek out opportunities rather than just waiting for them to show up for you. Learn to articulate your goals, your skills, the value that you have to bring to the table, your accomplishments. Remember that list that I mentioned earlier? Learn to be able to articulate these really, really well and confidently so that you're advocating for yourself when it comes to your performance reviews, to negotiating on your salaries, as well as pursuing your leadership roles. Think about the question, why me? What is your answer to that? So if someone says to you, well, why should I consider you for this opportunity? Why should I consider you for that pay rise or that bonus? Have the answers, and they will come once you do that work and that preparation to really hold up the mirror and recognize the positives, the good, the accomplishments, the achievements, the skills, the experience that you have. So take some time to really reflect on that and write these things down. Speaking up is the next strategy I want to share. Your voice matters. All of our voices matter. So please do not hesitate to share your ideas, to think about your voicing your opinions and your perspectives, your points of view, whether it's in meetings, it's in brainstorming sessions, whether it's in a team meeting and a conversation online. Remember to speak up, to share your voice. And you may run the risk of, depending on who's around you, who's in the room, that you're not listening to. Keep doing it, because eventually someone will listen. And actually, the more you put it out there, the more you're building your own confidence in yourself of being able to speak up and to share your opinions. Remember that your insights are likely unique and they can contribute to the collaboration, to the innovation, as well as driving positive change within your team, within your organizations. Do never undervalue what you have to say. Remember to share, to speak up and to share. Another strategy is seizing opportunities and taking risks. Why? Because I don't want you to allow failure, or the fear of failure, should I say, to hold you back. In other words, the fear of, oh, there's a setback, oh, it didn't work, or it was harder than I thought. That's okay. It's about being willing to step outside of that comfort zone, because remember, this is where the growth happens, and seize those opportunities. Take calculated risks, even if you don't meet the requirement for every single job description. Put yourself forward. And the reason I say is because I always question why people say, well, I can't do everything on the job spec, so I'm not going to apply it. But actually, for most people, the reason that you are putting yourself forward for the next job is to grow, to develop, to obviously increase your salary and so forth. Therefore, why would you not want to have an aspect of the job spec that is new, that is challenging, that's going to take you outside of that comfort that you've known for a while and enable you to grow? That's where the magic and the fun happens. And by the way, who am I to speak about this? I have done this throughout my career, where I've changed career. I've gone from accountancy to recruitment to corporate finance to sales exec. They're all roles that I took that were completely new to me, that were completely outside of my comfort zone, that made me feel incredibly uncomfortable. But here's the thing. All of those calculated steps that I took were the best decisions I made. Why? Because they elevated my confidence from someone who lacked any, who lacked self-esteem and any certainty in myself and my ability, to showing me what I'm capable of and what is possible for me. And that's what I invite you to consider for yourself. In terms of your career trajectory, what can you do that is new, that's challenging for you, that will really stretch you and help you to grow and actually have you looking back and thinking, wow, I never realized I was capable of so much. So seize those opportunities and take risks. The next point here is building a support network. Surround yourself with those mentors, sponsors, and peers who champion your growth, people who will enable you to develop along the way. Seek out those communities, and there's so many of them, the communities and networks specifically tailored to supporting you. So you can share experiences, you can bring your experiences to others and learn from those around you. Really, really important to have that supportive network around you. The next strategy is continuous learning and skills development. The working landscape is constantly evolving. And it's about standing out from the crowd, having that competitive edge. So what can you do here? It's about staying abreast of the latest trends in your industry, perhaps the current and latest technologies, if that is relevant for you, and the best practices. How do you do this? Through ongoing training, skills development, learning, whether it's online learning, it's looking for courses that you can take up, having mentors around you, people who may be doing what you want to do, who you can leverage from, who you can learn from, and to enable you to get to where you want to be even quicker, learning from their own insights, their shares, maybe mistakes that they've made, obstacles that they have overcome. So again, it comes back to the people you're surrounding yourself with and what can you do to upskill and to develop and learn. Maybe it's about investing in relevant certifications and courses and workshops to enhance your expertise and your marketability. The next strategy is fostering your work-life integration. And this can be challenging, particularly if you've got home commitments, family commitments. So do strive for the healthy balance between your professional and your personal life. And everyone has a different view of what balance is for them. So it's not about what other people say it should be. It's about what is important to you, what your priorities are, and what you want your life to look like. So it's important to establish your boundaries and, of course, to prioritize your self-care. So remember to seek out the employers that prioritize that well-being, that employee well-being, and the flexibility that you want, that will enable you to feel that you're fulfilled, but you have that balance in your life between your work and your home and family commitments. As you can tell from this, this is a multifaceted approach. There's a number of things that we can do, not only to address the systemic barriers, and that's not something I'm here to speak about today, but I'm here to encourage you to leverage your inner strengths and so that you can shape your career path, your career trajectory. And I invite you to really look at what you can do for yourself to enable that whilst the systemic barriers are continually being addressed and being challenged. And in the ideal world, those organizations are actually putting things in place to enable that support, that diversity, encourage the inclusion, and so forth. So for me, I would invite you today to really look at leveraging your inner strength, your inner resilience, so that you can develop your confidence to a higher level, to advocate for yourself, to ask for what you want, to grab those opportunities and to take risks, as well as fostering a supportive community and network around you. Because all of this will enable you to navigate the challenges of the working environment far easier and ascend that career ladder, that career trajectory more on your own terms. So that's my invitation to you today, is take note of these strategies. And yes, they are simple. They're simple strategies on the outside. They're not always easy. They're simple, but not always easy. So yes, they will take work. Yes, they will take effort. So leverage the people around you, your colleagues, your mentors, your managers, people who you look up to, who are doing what you want to do or being where you want to get to. And seek out the help and the support that will help you to get to where you want to be, to build on those strengths, to build on the skills, and leverage your own inner strength and resilience, because you have that. You have that in shed loads. So remember, those are the things really help you to build yourself up and be able to push forward to get to where you want to be, wherever that might be in your career. Thank you for listening. Please subscribe to this podcast if you haven't already done so. And if you enjoyed and gained value from today's episode, then do please leave a review telling us your key learnings and what you enjoyed the most. And do please share this podcast with your friends and colleagues so we can spread the word on life leadership, creating a life of choice, freedom, and new possibilities. Connect with me directly on LinkedIn, and if you would like to learn more about how we can work together, either DM me on LinkedIn or email me. All details and resources can be found in the show notes.